Choo-choo, chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-choo, choo-choo. Chugga.
What time are they going to be here? Okay, because we called them 20 minutes ago.
Chugga-chugga-choo-choo.
Okay, but
choo-choo.
We're stuck in between four.
All
so
aboard the Ron Burgundy podcast. I used train sounds. That's what those were. Because just like a bumpy, swerving train ride, there is never a dull moment on this podcast.
Well, who are the local authorities? Because, and do you even have a number to call back on?
As you can hear, Carolina is currently using the elevator telephone to call some local firefighters, police officers, maybe even a priest to read us our last rites. Because you guessed it, folks, we are currently stuck on an elevator. We are stuck in between the 86th and 87th floors of the Timex building. As you know, our podcast studio is on the 90th floor, and we are currently stuck. And I'm thank God we were just returning from a field piece, and so that's why we have audio equipment with us. Carolina's handling the situation.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks.
Yes.
They said they'd call back in 20 with an update. I don't know. I guess we should just sit tight until then.
So 20 minutes we're going to be in here.
Yeah, most likely. Yeah.
Most likely 20 minutes. All right. Well, that's just too bad. That's really too bad because we had President Jimmy Carter in the studio today, and we were going to interview him on what he thinks on everything that's happened this year. Do we have word to Jimmy Carter please?
That's a little misleading. We have the president of the San Diego County Farm Bureau up in the studio, and coincidentally, his name happens to be Jimmy Carter. So it's not president. It's not the president of the United States.
And this year, Jimmy Carter, president, it's been a crazy one for him. My God, he had to rule on the San Diego Miniature Horse Competition, and let me tell you, there might have been checkered blankets and straw baskets, but that was no picnic. A lot of tough decisions that day for Mr. President Carter. Everyone thought that Pippi Longstocking, a beautiful mare with a chestnut mane, was going to win, and it was actually the Black Beauty, Napoleon, who took home the blue ribbon. And it was a crazy night. Crazy night. The anxiety, the fervor in the crowd, it just was electric. I broke up two fights, and the headlines were crazy. Anyway, I try to stay out of politics, but that contest was stolen, no question about it. Don't you think so, Carolina?
I think that doesn't really matter in terms.
Giving me
a little room.
Absolutely, we're going to move over away from this man. We are, just so the listeners know, we are also in the elevator, stuck with us, our two other people. Sir, can I ask you your name?
It's Owen.
Thank you, Owen. And then this lovely young woman over here.
Yo me llamo Marilyn María Guadalupe Pérez Sanabria.
I did not get that. You're going to have to... Can you give that to me again?
Mira, me pueden decir...
Look, you can call me Lupe if it's easier.
Si no lo entiende...
You can just call me Lupe. But sometimes they call me Lola. But really, my name is Marilyn.
Okay, but in English?
Sometimes they call me Lola, sometimes they call me Lupe, but my name is actually Marilyn.
Maria. I believe your name is Maria.
Sometimes they call me Lupe, but they call me Lola also. But my actual name is Marilyn Zanahoria Perez, but they call me Lupe and they call me Lola.
Owen, do you speak Spanish? Because I don't.
I don't. I think
Carolina.
I don't know.
But welcome. Anyway. And where, if I could just ask, where are you headed today?
Well, I was headed to my therapist's office. I have a therapy appointment.
Oh, and now you're stuck in an elevator.
Yeah, I suffer from claustrophobia.
Oh, this is a nightmare. This is a living nightmare.
Yeah, it's hard to breathe, and I'm just trying to not have a panic. I start to panic.
Folks, just to describe this, this is a very tight elevator. This elevator is 4 feet by 8 feet, a very low ceiling. It's a very cheaply made elevator, it looks like. It's about a 6-foot ceiling, so it's a bit of a hot box.
Yeah, the more you talk about it, the more it just sort of...
Okay, we won't talk about dimensions.
It upsets me.
Aquí se deben calmar.
You should all calm down.
Se deben calmar porque esto aquí pasa todo el tiempo.
Because this happens all the time.
If everyone.
Thank you, Madeline.
Talk so
thank
much,
you.
Lupe.
Lupe.
Thank you, Lupe. Well, so here we are. We're just going to.
I guess we should just keep going with the show. We have to bank this episode.
Make the best of it.
Yo no sabía que yo estaba en un show.
I didn't know I was on a show.
Right. I didn't. Oh my God.
In heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Okay. That was quite. Oh man. All right. Everyone all right? I feel like we dropped 15 floors at least.
Oh my God.
Do we need to contact the authorities? Do we need to get back on the phone or?
I mean, yeah, I can.
First, let me get to my restaurant review segment.
Okay.
Let's just do that.
All right.
Get that out of the way, because if I forget to do it, we'll never get to it. I am a man who likes a good rare pile of meat and a sip from a crystal goblet now and then. I'll even smoke one of those thin cigarettes Warren Buffett passes around in circles at his men's only club. To put it simply, I like to indulge. So it's no wonder I enjoyed my 2 days at the Cheesecake Factory.
You keep leaning into me.
Excuse me, a man is talking here. A man is doing his restaurant report.
Sorry, it's just.
There's so little room in here, I know.
Okay. I know, but I'm
doing
keep
my best.
Leaning. You're like drifting.
That was Owen, for those of you listening. And to give you a visual of what Owen looks like, he's about 5 feet tall, with one single strand of hair that is slicked down over his bald head.
I have a full head of hair.
And two orange teeth, one on either side of his mouth. Perhaps that's why his voice sounds so weird.
This is just because he interrupted your Cheesecake Factory?
Yes, I stayed there for breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 2 days. It's called Investigative Reporting, Carolina. Try it sometime in between your episodes of Mrs. Maisel.
It was in, okay, so your Cheesecake Factory was an investigative piece? What did you discover? Are their employees paid fair wages? Is the food safety?
I investigated a lot. Okay. They have a cheesecake sandwich, so I investigated that. I like to try cheesecake subs wherever I can, especially airports because of all the different cultures that meet there. I investigated their shrimp scampi twice in the same day. I actually couldn't finish it, so I brought some with me.
Oh my God, that's why it smells like warm shrimp in here.
That's exactly why I wear it, yeah.
They should really try the cheese balls.
That might be the gumbo, I forget. I wanted to eat it on the road, so I just had them put it in a styrofoam cup.
Oh my God, I'm gonna get sick.
Hey, everyone needs to relax, all right? Especially you, Owen.
Respira profundo.
Breathe deeply.
Tranquilo, relaxo.
Relaxo.
Yes, it's immense around here.
You've said your piece. Okay, I've lost my piece.
Now nobody talks.
Restaurant review. Did I get to my review of the cheesecake yet?
Oh my God!
Hold on! What? Take a wide brace. Take a wide stance, everyone.
You're on my foot.
You're in between my legs.
You're
pulling my hair.
Lupe, please. Now's not the time for discouraging words.
Can you just finish this recording or whatever so we can just get out of here?
No. Because as Bob Costas once told me, when I attacked his security guard, this show must go on.
Did that really happen?
Bad things happen, Carolina. It's not all sunshine and Fleet Foxes songs. Okay.
Somebody needs perfume.
I think that we have President Jimmy Carter upstairs, and I'm stuck in an elevator with these bozos. No offense, sir.
That is offensive. You don't get to say offense.
No offense, sir.
No, you don't just get to say no offense when you're being offensive. It doesn't just clear you of being offensive.
As if the president were here.
El presidente está arriba.
The president is upstairs.
Jesus.
Jesus.
So are you getting fitted for a wig today?
No, I'm on my way to see my therapist. I already told you that.
What sort of therapy are you working? Is it Freudian?
I don't know if it's Freudian. I have issues. I'm claustrophobic. I have anxiety. And
Lupe, are you going to see a therapist as well?
Aquí nadie sabe, pero la terapista aquí soy yo. Ustedes no tienen idea de lo que tienen que hacer.
Here nobody knows, but the therapist here is actually me.
Enfocándose en
nobody is focusing on what they're supposed to focus on.
Oh my God, it's hot in here, isn't it?
The more you talk about it, the more... If you didn't move around so much, it wouldn't get
dripping.
So hot. You're creating heat.
Well, one thing we have to think about in the event that the authorities don't get here in time, and I hate to jump to this...
The authorities? Conclusion. The authorities are coming.
But we will have to pick straws at one point.
For what?
To see if we're going to have to kill one or the other to eat, to survive.
Oh my God, I don't think...
Here, the elevator roof could fly off and I'll be the first one out through the top.
That is rumbling.
You have shrimp in your pocket. You brought shrimp.
I know, but after I'm done with my shrimp...
And your gumbo.
And my gumbo.
I don't even know why...
It's just something... It's a long-term thought. Down the road.
Even if we're here for 2 days, it shouldn't have to come to killing someone.
All right. Well, we should think about it.
I know.
We'll draw straws.
Well, I'm not going to do that.
If I had to pick someone at this point, I think it'd be Owen.
I know judo, so good luck.
You look delicious.
I think
well, thank you. I sort of thank you, but I know judo, so you're not going to eat me.
The one with the wig.
That sounds like a book your therapist would give you. I know judo, so you're not going to eat me. Ways to Cope Through the Day by Dr. Lowenstein.
Have you ever seen a therapist? Do you know what therapy
I've
is?
I've been to therapy, yes.
You've
How
seen
dare
a
you?
You've seen
How dare you?
Okay. It's very healthy thing to do
money.
If you haven't done it. Seeing a therapist is very healthy. It's a good way to unbox your
My therapist is a walk on the beach. Collecting driftwood.
How often do you do that?
Not as much as I would like to. I saw a therapist once.
And he doesn't exercise either.
You did? Oh, well, that's good.
I saw her in a supermarket. She was talking to her friend and mentioned her therapy practice.
I don't know what kind of show this is, but...
Wow, I just saw a therapist. I technically saw a therapist.
No, that's not seeing a therapist. Yes, you saw it there, but when I see my therapist, I sit down with her for like an hour a week, and we just go how I'm feeling.
See, you don't see a therapist. You stare at a therapist.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
Well, it's not just staring. I think what Owen is doing is a lot more emotional than that. Sounds like he's really going through some stuff.
Well, I don't know if I need a dude to weigh in on that.
He sounds really depressed, and he sounds like... I mean, we don't even have to kill him.
And what if President Jimmy Carter ever saw a therapist? Probably not.
I don't know. It's different for every bunny. I don't know if I need his opinion on that.
I could help everyone here, but no one's asking for my help.
Real quick, to break the tension, I think we should do a lightning round real quick,
okay.
Just for the show.
Like a little zip-zap.
So lightning round, go!
What are we talking about?
I don't know. How do you start a lightning round? I've never done a lightning round. My peepee! My peepee! Oh, my peepee!
Oh, my God.
We've got to get out of here. We either have to get out of here or we have to eat someone.
What did you say about your peepee?
I don't know. I just was emotional. I just said, I exclaimed things. I don't know what I said.
Well, what do you...
Does anyone recall what they actually said and screamed?
I said, whoa, whoa. Oh, my God.
And I said, ah. Yeah.
I was praying.
I screamed. No, I didn't.
I was praying.
Ron, it's okay, but if you need to go to the bathroom, then we should figure something out.
I would never mention my...
I don't know why they talk so much about their pee-pee.
A high-stakes moment like this is like we're in Towering Inferno right now.
As my therapist would say, sometimes, you know, stressful situations reveal something about ourselves. Like, maybe when you feared your life, you were really fearing the life of your penis or your ability to procreate.
Claro,
or, are you a dad?
Of course.
Are you
when
a father?
There's nothing else to talk about.
I am a father, yes. I have a beautiful son, Walter.
Oh, and so maybe you're thinking of Walter in a way when you're thinking about your life.
Lupe, do you have children?
You shouldn't be talking about your pee-pee because the people who talk about the pee-pee are the ones who have the smaller ones.
Do you have children? That's That's what I asked.
Bueno, eso es parte de...
¿Tienes niños?
Cuatro.
Four.
Four.
Well, she didn't say her pee-pee, but...
Sí, pero ahora parece que tengo más.
Yeah, but now it looks like I have more. Because everybody here is acting like a child.
Un bebé.
Like a baby.
Claro.
Oh, baby.
Of course.
Baby.
No, no.
What about...
No dije nada.
No, I didn't say I have a baby. I said that everybody here is acting like a baby.
El niño.
Aquí el único niño.
Here, the only child is you.
¿Entiendes?
Do you understand?
It's all pig Latin to me. My Spanish it basically breaks down to enchilada, burrito, chimichanga.
You have a little bit of burrito still stuck in your teeth.
Parece que se comió un burrito esta mañana,
looks
¿verdad?
Like you had some burrito this morning, huh?
Yes.
It's still in your teeth and in your hair.
It's interesting that it's all food-based, that it's something about... It seems like you're always talking about...
What would your therapist say about that?
Well, that maybe you're trying to fill something inside of you, that, you know, you're always trying to put something in your body to fill a hole, maybe, that's there, or, you know, that you always feel like you can never get enough. Is that something that you can relate
that
to?
That I'm never satiated.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I do, if I have a box of Oreo cookies in front of me, I'll go through the whole thing.
Yeah, that sounds like, yeah, that sounds exactly like what I'm talking about. And how do you feel when the box is empty at the end of the box? Do you feel sated?
So sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's actually a big problem in the office, is that you'll go through a box of those marshmallow cookies, with the graham cracker and the marshmallow and the chocolate.
Malamars. Do you have you heard of Malamars?
Is it flan? Oh my God.
No!
Wait, is that...
Wait, did we just... Did we now go up? 10 floors?
I feel like we moved up a little.
What floor are we on now?
I can't say. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, we're either on the... If we went down, we're probably like on the 70th floor, 60th floor, or something like that.
Do you think maybe we passed away and this is what heaven is like?
Wow. Is this is it? Wow.
No, I don't think this would be heaven. For some reason, I think it would be not heaven if we were all stuck in an elevator together right now. And the way I feel right now, I don't feel like I'm in paradise.
Here's the question. If you were in heaven, who three people in history you'd have dinner with? I'll go first. Stan Musial, Bozo the Clown, and Little Richard. Carolina.
I guess my mom, my sister, and my new puppy grandma.
But they're still living.
I know, but I just couldn't go to heaven without them.
Lupe.
Is that I'm in heaven? In reality, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't think anybody here is dead. The reality is nobody's dead.
Uno vive para siempre.
No, I don't think we're dead.
That's not helpful. Owen?
I would guess Mahatma Gandhi, Susan B. Anthony. I really would love to hear more about her. And
Little Richard?
No.
Okay.
Like if a musician, maybe John Lennon.
John Legend?
John Legend?
John Lennon. He was a Beatle from the Beatles.
Is he married to Chrissy Teigen? No, that's John Legend. Oh, I love John Legend.
I love John Legend, too.
He seems so nice, and his wife's so pretty, and their babies are
Yoko's
so cute.
Yoko's pretty, too. Yeah.
And they're outspoken. They're real advocates.
Yeah. They raise so much
money. Do you like John Legend, Lupe?
A mí me gusta Betty Boop.
I like Betty Boop.
¿Alguien aquí
you like anybody like Betty Boop?
Maybe
I see, así. Más o menos.
No.
A nadie no, like nobody can kind of like Betty Boop.
Why what's with the fascination with John Legend?
I don't have a fascination. I like John Legend, but I was talking about John Lennon.
Did you see his Christmas special?
It was so good.
It was Oh, I'm so glad this is finally taking my mind off the elevator.
Do you like Christmas, Lupe?
Feliz Navidad.
Merry Christmas. It's going to be a delightful Christmas, especially if we have to spend it all together here.
Guys, once again, I think we need to get back into survival mode. I think we need to discreetly turn from the other three in a rotation and collect our urine in some sort of receptacle, and then we will drink it to survive.
I don't even think we're there yet. We've been here for like 15 minutes.
But it has not been 15 minutes.
Okay, well, it's been half an hour, maybe.
That short?
Yeah, we...
Feels like it's been a day.
No, not at all. We just had lunch.
But just as a proactive measure, we should store our urine. Is there something we can... Oh, and can I use your baseball cap?
No, you can't use my baseball cap. This is my...
Lupe, can I use your purse?
Bueno, yo lo que tengo.
Actually, in reality, what I have is really just a very small purse.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So I'm going to fill Lupe's purse full of my urine.
Why
I'll start
you just
first.
Use that mason jar you brought in with you?
Not my bug collection.
Get rid of the... Just shake out the bugs.
No.
All right.
No, I was showing these are my dragonflies I'm going to show to Jimmy Carter, President Jimmy Carter.
All right, well, you can put those in that towel right there and just have them there and use the jar.
I can't. As soon as I open the jar, they will fly away. How are they going to rest on this towel?
I thought they were dead. They look dead.
Why is there a beach towel in the bottom of this
elevator?
I just thought you said this was going to be a regular day at the beach.
Oh, that's right. We brought beach towels.
I don't know if those dragonflies are alive. Did you put air holes on the top of that jar?
Uh-oh. Survey says zero. Well, no, meaning no.
Yeah, I got that. You can use the mason jar then, too.
Okay. I will not urinate in your purse. Lupe?
No, because you haven't even drank water.
No caca.
You haven't drank water. You can't do anything if you haven't drank water.
Caca in this mason jar, because I kind of need
to
caca now.
But
Could everyone please turn away?
Oh, my God.
Do you have to?
Let me undo my belt.
I think we need to cut to a commercial.
Let's cut to a commercial. Welcome back to the Ron Burgundy podcast. It is hour 10. Here in the elevator. Has it been 10 hours?
It has been an hour.
Okay.
We have had to rip apart my jacket to tie over our faces. Ron defecated. He tried to hit the mason jar. He missed it by, I would say, half a foot.
I got nervous because everyone was watching.
And we just threw a beach towel over it. We're just trying to get through.
It's beyond me that you would do this. Like, you couldn't hold it? Are you a child? Like, you can't, this is...
Of course, a child, like I said.
That's not true.
It is 98 degrees in here. It smells of shrimp gumbo and human feces.
I have perfume.
It could be the worst day of my life.
The more you talk about
it, feels like
heat.
Doesn't it feel like the walls are closing in?
Yeah, stop saying stuff like that, please. It's just, you're just...
It feels like we're in Alice in the Looking Glass and going through that little tiny doorway at the end, and it's getting smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller.
You're not helping, please.
Well, it's because you're not breathing deeply.
Isn't your job being a communicator and understanding what your audience like can respond to? That
right now, all the rules are thrown out the window, okay? We are in survival mode. We have all nominated. Owen will be the first one that we eat if that time comes.
I really don't think it should. I don't think it should come to that. I mean, I didn't think that we should have to go
Owen,
poop on the floor.
May I ask you this question? Can I, just as a sample, bite into the back of your calf and just to see if your calf meat is tender and delicious?
No. No. The answer is no. It won't be tender and delicious. So, no.
Owen is obviously missing his therapist. Will you be charged for your therapy session?
Well, I hope not. I mean, I hope she understands that I is stuck in an elevator with
what
you.
Is the meat, Caroline? Do we have any read on the media? Must be going crazy. Ron Burgundy's stuck in an elevator.
I don't think the media is really paying attention to this issue. I mean, I think
probably gonna get a medal if we get out of this alive.
Maybe. It wasn't necessarily... We're not
be
war heroes.
Cool.
No, I don't
you
think.
Might get a cleaning bill for that the carpet on the bottom of the elevator.
Yeah, it has soiled the carpet of the elevator because in my effort to... I got a little bit of on my pant leg in an effort to get it off. I stepped in it and smushed it more into the carpet.
Oh, God.
We all... I don't know why your whatever audience listens to you, I don't know why they would want any of these specifics.
Ron says he likes to keep things 100 with his audiences and wants everything out in the open.
Lupi, what's your relationship with Jimmy Carter, President Jimmy Carter?
He likes his drama, because in reality, he didn't have to do that. Like, I think you have a stomach bug. If somebody here is hungry, we would just eat you if we're hungry.
Despite his reputation, he really was a visionary, if you think about it. I mean, outside of the hostage situation, which was just somewhat bad luck, he, you know, Mideast peace process, his views on environmentalism, conservation, solar panels on the White House. Pretty progressive fellow, huh?
He was really handsome.
Yes, and handsome. Unless, were you saying I'm handsome?
No, I would never say that. Because in reality, you haven't looked in the mirror today. You used to have a little bit of burrito in your hair.
I'm used to it now. Oh.
No, we're riding.
Oh, here we go. The elevator finally engaged.
The power of prayer.
Oh, really exciting.
Everyone can go. What a wonderful experience.
This was amazing. I learned so much about all of you.
Let's, should we trade information?
Well, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm just excited I can go f*** my therapist.
What?
Whoa.
You have sex with your therapist?
Yeah, I pay her to talk, then afterwards, well, I'm not going to say, because I'm a gentleman and I don't kiss and tell, but yeah.
Okay. Wow.
That's el problema.
That's the problem.
There's a problem, yeah.
I'm going to run and get some Pine Sol, and,
You're going to clean this up yourself?
Of course.
That's nice.
I always have a motto.
What is it?
When Ron Burgundy craps in public, he cleans it up. He doesn't let someone else clean it up.
And that's not a metaphor. That's literal.
No, it's literal.
Wait, the fact that it's a motto means that you've done it many times.
Many, 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 many times. I never have ever timed out my personal bathroom schedule. I've always been terrible at that.
But maybe just, I don't know you very well. I don't know how
you. When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Yeah, I just think that maybe that's the motto you need to change. When you gotta go, because you don't always gotta go when you gotta go.
It's bad for the body to hold that stuff in.
If it's a matter of 10, 15 minutes, I think it's okay. And it'll be fine.
I've pooped at the opera. I've pooped at a Charger game.
You need a butt plug.
Pet kennels.
Pet
you
kennels.
I pooped during a broadcast once.
What broadcast?
It was just the 6 o'clock news.
Oh my god.
Lupe, thank you so much.
En la tienda de la esquina venden tapones.
In the corner store, they sell butt plugs. Because what you need is a butt plug.
Lovely. That should be written on a greeting card. Well, thank you all. Go about your day. We should get out of this elevator.
Yeah, it's time.
We'll be right back. Hello and welcome back to the Ron Burgundy podcast. Carolina and I, we are safely ensconced back in our studio here on the 90th floor. And that was
a ride.
That was hair-raising at times.
You took a in that elevator.
Yes, I did.
I still can't get over
it
that.
It wasn't the first time. It won't be the last.
I can't believe I saw you defecate.
I was reduced to my basic animal form, and
because we must have been there for an hour and a half.
Yeah, but you know, the mind is not working in a rational way.
Yeah.
And I just thought, oh my god, if I keep this in my bowel any longer, it's going to kill me. So I just had to go.
Yeah, well, I mean, did you eat the rest of that gumbo?
I did, right after, because I was starving.
And then, what about the dragonflies?
I totally forgot about the dragonflies.
That was our field piece.
Oh. Okay, well, I know what I'll do. I'll go down to the hobby store.
Okay.
The hobby and miniatures store on the corner of Franklin and Barthoon.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll pick up some of those model dragonflies, and I'll paint them with model paint, and then we can...
we'll go for that.
I could just have them.
Okay.
Otherwise, they're just dragonflies.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, we are currently back in the studio. I chugged a bottle of water, and I'm currently recovering from what was a crazy day, as we were just saying. To put what I learned today into words would be too complicated, and most of you out there would never understand it. It would sound like gibberish or some exotic language. So, signing off for now, folks. This is Ron Burgundy. And guess what? I am going to go see my therapist. The Ron Burgundy Podcast is a production of iHeartRadio Podcast Network and Funny or Die. I'm Ron Burgundy. I'm the host, writer, and executive producer. Carolina Barlow is my co-host, writer, and producer. The show is also produced by Whitney Hodak, Jack O'Brien, Miles Gray, and Nick Stump. Our executive producer is Mike Farah. Our consulting producer is Andrew Steele. Our associate producer is Anna Hosnier. Our writer is Jake Fogelis. Our production supervisor is Colin McDougall. This episode was engineered, mixed, and edited by Nick Stump. See you next Thursday on the Ron Burgundy Podcast.
No animals were harmed for the recording of this podcast.